And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And hey, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Bob Dawson from Dawson Travel Insurance is here talking all kinds of insurance questions and fishing questions, tackle questions, all kinds of good stuff. And what a prize we're giving away today.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the first hour of the show, brand new pair of Maui Jims. That's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. A multi-hundred dollar pair of glasses going to one lucky caller. This is the What's Up. It's a really cool pair of Maui Jims. This one has the matte black rubber frame, which is really comfy. The best Maui HT lenses, and of course that super thin Maui Jim glass.
It's like lightweight. It's like lighter than a lot of plastic lenses.
Oh yeah, the Maui,
like, so far superior because it is a real glass.
Yeah,
lens.
Maui Jim super thin glass. You basically weigh the same as a polycarbonate, but scratch resistant, better quality. You know.
Yeah, the optics are beyond compare.
Anybody from Maui Jim will tell you you should always clean your glasses with a cleaning cloth. Let's be real, we're fishermen. Like, none of us are ever going to do that. You know, you grab your glasses, you pull them off, you get a little spray from your reel, and you wipe them off with your T-shirt. You do that with a polycarbonate lens, you could have scratch, some scratch problem. You do that with glass, you're fine.
Yeah.
Maui Mikey probably wouldn't tell you you're fine because he's such a sunglass guy, but let's be real, we're fishermen. You're gonna wipe them off with your T-shirt. That's just what you're going to do, and you need to have glass if you're going to be doing that.
That's the advantage of that Maui HT and that super thin glass. It's awesome. And so one lucky caller is going to win. You want to get through? Now is your chance. 833-288-0973 is the number. You know, we had a caller yesterday was talking about, well, I missed the first part of the show. Well, here's a great thing. On the Let's Talk Hookup app, you can hear that. If you missed a show, or you missed a part of a show or anything, Adam gets those recordings up right after the show.
Man.
So, like yesterday's show, both hours segmented in hour one, hour two, are up there. You can listen on demand. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. There's so many different ways to listen to recorded versions of Let's Talk Hookup. It's on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just go to the show archives and you can listen there. But yeah, the easiest way is just download the app on your phone or your iPad, and you can listen to recorded shows and listen to live. It's so easy. So if you miss a portion, you want to hear it, you want to take it with you, you drive your drive to work tomorrow morning, just download the app and play it.
That's the
beauty
of it.
Or subscribe to it on Apple Podcast.
You get it when you want it.
Yep.
That's pretty
for
cool.
For sure. So be sure to check that out. All right. Phones are packing up. You want to get through? 833-288-0973. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Let's talk to Patrick. He's calling us from Imperial Beach this morning. What's up, Patrick? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, I heard you guys had Bob Dawson on. I was worried about the insurance. Since we live close to IB, we go to Mexico a lot. And I was just wondering, does the insurance price differ from just going to Mexico to other, does it differ for other countries? Say you go to Europe or whatnot, and is the price difference the same, or what's the deal on that?
Same price. Same price all the way around. As a matter
no
of fact,
matter what country you're in, U.S., Mexico, Europe.
Yeah, what determines the price is, since it's filed by most all of the states, it's probably the ones that we use are filed with 48 of the 50 states. So the difference is that if you're in a different state, there might be a little bit different price cost, but they're all pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that yearly again, that yearly yearly cost, couple hundred bucks, covers you whether you're going to Baja or you're going to Africa. Same deal.
Same deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that annual cost is a explain that cost so maybe some people missed the first part of the show.
Yeah.
$285, right?
$275 for a $3,000 annual plan that includes your Medevac, your medical, your baggage loss, car rental coverage for $45,000 with no deductible. For damage to a car rental, and
so if you rent a car and you damage the car up to $45,000, you're covered.
Right.
Yeah, and so that means you don't need to get that extra insurance that the rental company's gouge you on.
No, because it's going to cover the first 45,000. Unless you're out there renting a Lamborghini or something, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You better have
That's
a big
comprehensive.
Wallet.
except in, is that in the U.S. or is that other countries?
It's USA and worldwide.
And worldwide.
Right.
So if you rent a car in Mexico, you're covered?
For the damage. For the liability.
For the liability.
Right.
But, yeah, okay. But for the damage to the rental car.
Yeah, 45,000, no deductible. Okay. So if the car could be stolen, you could wreck it. It could be hit and run. You would normally be responsible for it. So it's a good idea to have the travel insurance. It'll pay that $45,000 for you.
Yeah. I'll give you an example. I'm going on this big Indonesian dive trip with the guys up at Blue Scuba up in Long Beach. He's the guy that does the Jonathan, who does the dive program at the Long Beach Convention Center at the Fred Hall Show. I met him through Bart up there, and he talked me into going in this amazing Indonesian dive trip in March. And my two brother-in-laws are going with me and everything. And it's a high-end trip. It's an expensive trip, kind of a trip of a lifetime. I called Bob. It's like, I need to cover this. And you covered it, right?
Yes.
So, and that covers, like if I get sick on the boat, it'll evac me out. It'll cover me if the trip gets canceled because of medical reasons. I'm covered, right?
Yeah, and even while you're on the trip, it has trip interruption benefits. So that means, I'll give you a good example of one we just recently paid. So I got a guy going out fishing. He gets, pulls a back, lower back muscle, pulling on a small tuna. By small tuna, I mean about 130 pounder. And, so anyway, he was off for the rest of the trip. We got a letter from the captain, and we got him reimbursed for all of his days that he was not able to fish.
Really?
At 100% a day.
Really?
Get out of here.
Yeah, so it even covers you while you're on a trip.
Wow.
With the trip interruption coverage.
So if something would happen and I wasn't able to dive 6 of the 12 days, I could...
You could get half your money back.
Half my money
back. Yeah. The only thing they require you to get is get a doctor report. Go see a doctor. Mm-hmm. Say, look, here's what happened. I can't dive because of whatever reason.
Yeah.
I had the flu or whatever. And as long as he signs that and they've got a doctor's letter, we're good to go.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Cool.
That's some good insurance.
Yeah,
for sure.
It pays.
Yeah, and the other thing too, I will note too, is having a guy like Bob to back you up too, because sometimes, let's face it, you got to go to battle with insurance companies.
I
know that
all the time,
and Bob battles with the insurance company for you, right?
Yeah. Oh, incredible! I wish I could give you the name of these customers, but some of them are like, man, you're amazing. I could not get anywhere with them.
Yeah, cool.
But the thing is, they know me by name at the claims departments. They'll get on the phone. And they go, Bob, hey, I know who you are.
Yeah, it's funny. I think the first words out of any insurance company's voice is no.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
The question,
yeah,
no,
covered.
You're not covered. Yeah. So that's why you need Bob on your side. Patrick, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Well, in trying to explain why you would need coverage in the middle of your long-range trip to another insurance provider might not be the easiest thing, but when the guy rides a Royal Star half a dozen times a year, it's not that big of a deal. It's pretty easy. Oh, I got you, man. No problem.
Yeah.
That's cool. Hey, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to Bob. Why don't we jump back in and talk to Tom? Tom's calling us from Temecula this morning. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys. Morning, Bob.
Morning.
So we're going to Europe later this year. And we're taking one of the Viking River Cruise deals. And
nice.
According to what you said earlier, you can wait and buy the insurance just up until, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks prior to the trip. And then for two people, would it be more advantageous to buy an annual travel insurance or buy insurance just that would cover you for the 3 weeks that we're going to be gone on the trip?
So here's what I would recommend. First off, we quote both an annual plan for you and also a per-trip plan. We can email them. You can take a look over them. You'll see all the benefits and the cost. And you can make that determination. What really determines when people purchase the insurance is as soon as you have a deposit on a trip, you should get the insurance. Because if you have to cancel it, you're not going to get that deposit back. So this way it ensures that. The other thing, if you purchase that insurance within the first 14 days, you'll get the free pre-existing medical condition coverage. And since it's free, and if you're going to get the insurance anyway, or you got money out on a trip, I'd suggest getting it. But we can look at both annual and per trip. We'll send you emails on both, and you can look over the benefits and the cost, and decide what's best for you.
So let me ask you this, Bob. Okay, he's already put a down payment, obviously. He's got the plans and everything, already bought the trip on this on the Viking cruise. So would he not get his deposit back if he bought the insurance today?
No, he would get his deposit back, depending if it, but if it's a pre-existing medical condition. Now, he could buy, as long as the trip's not paid in full, he could buy a cancel for any reason plan. That means you just change your mind and you get a refund.
Yeah, but those are more expensive.
They're about 40% more for the same coverage, basically. And you only get 80% of it back if you just change your mind. If it's a covered reason, like you're ill or you twisted your ankle, you get 100% back.
Okay.
But a regular, if he's got this trip, it's already in the books, deposit's already down. If he today buys the yearly plan and he has to cancel for a, you know, for an appropriate reason, he would receive the deposit back?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So the money he's already put down, it just wouldn't cover a pre-existing condition that is existing at 120 day within 120 days.
Yeah, right. Unless he buys a cancel for any reason plan, and then you know he can cancel any reason he wants to.
So what? Okay, so there's so many scenarios.
Totally. No, I get it. I get it.
So what if he buys a plan today, and he has no pre-existing conditions right now today, but then just before the trip, something comes up. Is he covered?
Yes. That's a brand new issue right
okay.
there.
Okay. All right. Good. So as long as after the purchase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so here's my recommendation, too. You know, all these plans, whether you buy a single trip plan for one day of coverage or 30 days, the price is the same. So I always like to talk to people and say, look, are you driving down, you know, for your fishing trip?
Good call.
I want to add some days on for you. It's not going to cost anything. And that way, if you stay in San Diego for an extra few days, we've got you covered.
Sure.
It doesn't cost anything extra, so we may as well do it.
Yeah. There you go. That's why I need Bob.
Great
Thanks
call.
A lot for the call, Tom. Appreciate that very much.
How about Hills calling from Ventura this morning? What's up, Hills? Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Hills.
Man, it's getting cold up here. I was thinking of Yanni yesterday because we were sand up fishing and I cooked him up last night, and I was like, man, I never heard Yanni talk about a sand dab recipe.
Oh, but, we'll have to ask him.
Question for Bob is, I hope I didn't miss this already, but so there's a distance where the coverage kicks in. When does it make sense to buy a coverage for sport fishing trip? Like, what if you only fish the 9-mile bank? You know, like it was a 2-day, but... You know, there's bluefin on the 9-mile bank, and you're only 9 miles away or something.
Yeah, here's how that works. Most of the companies start coverage 100 miles from home, but we do have a couple of companies, HTH Worldwide and GeoBlue, that cover as soon as you cross a border. So if you go out of the U.S. into Mexico or out of the U.S. into Canada, even if you live right on the border, you're still covered.
Oh, so this is interesting. So you have to be 100 miles for an Alliance Global plan.
Yeah,
you have to be 100 miles away.
Yeah, and Travel Guard as well.
Travel Guard.
You know, most of them are that way. Some of them are 160 miles away.
Yeah.
You know, like HTH Worldwide. Mm-hmm. You know, they require you to be 160 miles.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have guys that do a lot of fishing and hunting in Mexico. Right. If they live in San Diego. So we always go with either a GeoBlue or an HTH. Because we know the coverage goes into effect. Like if you're hunting in Mexicali, I've done that a few times for birds. You're not 100 miles from home.
Yeah.
But if you've got one of those other plans, it's going to cover as soon as you cross the border. So it really depends on each person's situation.
And is it more expensive to get the other plans?
No, no.
It's not.
They're not as competitive on trip cancellation coverage itself. But they're very competitive on just your medical and medevac. And a lot of people go, look, I'm really interested in getting out of Mexico.
Want to be able to, if I get hurt, I want to be able to make a phone call, and I want to be on that plane flying home.
Exactly.
That's why I need Bob for the ins and outs.
Exactly. This is great,
It's complicated.
Yeah, no, this is really cool, Bob.
Yeah, how long have you been doing this, Bob?
43 years this year.
43 years, and pretty much specializing in travel insurance.
Well, no, really all lines of insurance.
All lines.
We didn't really get into the travel insurance business until about 10 or 15 years ago, and it was at the request of the long-range boats. They're going,
really?
Look, Bob, you know, I got a guy's wife that just died, and we feel terrible, but we really can't give him his money back because even our cancellation policy shows that. We want an option where we can say, look, if you want to get trip cancellation coverage, if you can't go for whatever reason, we want to be able to offer it. And that's really how we got started in it and why we went from one company to six companies and 122 different plans. We wanted to be able to cover somebody flying in from New York or from Ireland. You know, most of the coverage that we write with Allianz and Travel Guard is all U.S.-based. Mm-hmm. You've got to be an American citizen. Some of the other companies, you don't.
Okay, Hills, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I can see the wheels turning.
I buy a trip on the Royal Star today. It costs $3,000. What policy are they going to sell me from the Royal Star?
Well, the best one, and you've already got it.
Yeah,
is a 3,000. No, you got even more coverage than that. But you know, I would recommend a 3,000 annual plan in most cases. Now, what they do on these per trip plans is they price those in an age grid. 35 to 59 is all the same price.
I see.
Also, on the insurance, they sell it in $500 increments. So if I got some guy that says, "Look, I'm making a trip. It's $3,050. I'm going to go look. Let's just go for the $3,000. It's going to cover 99% of it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if I put in 50, then they're going to insure you up to $3,500. So it just it helps a little
bit.
So
you can buy a
money.
Per trip plan if you want.
You can.
Yeah.
And it's going to cover up to 30 days.
Okay.
You know, same price for one day as it is 30 days. That's why I say, you know, I like to find out if people are driving in, flying in, if they're staying extra in San Diego, renting a hotel, you know, or their airfare. You know, we can cover that under the same travel insurance policy.
What's rough cost? I've got a $3,000 trip. Rough cost if I just want to buy the one trip versus the 1 year.
I would say between $150 and $180 for a $3,000. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, you know, I'm saying, you know, ages 35 to 59, and you know, once you hit 60, it changes. Once you hit 70, it really changes, and that's where you're better off buying the annual plans. They're just cheaper for coverage for a whole year, and you can make a trip every day. You don't have to notify us; you just go.
I think that's just you know, with that rough cost in mind, obviously, like you say, everything changes for whatever reason. But you know, if you fit that stretch, it's roughly $100 more to be covered for the whole year. No brainer.
Yeah. Every trip you make, it could be fishing, hunting, weekend getaway to Vegas, visit your mother-in-law. Well, wait a minute. Maybe that's not covered.
That'd be extra. Hey, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, brother. Let's find out what's going on. It's our time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Check out their Super Bowl party platter. It is available today. This is such a killer deal. You get a pound of their smoked fish. You get 3 packs of tuna jerky. You get 3 packs of their Applewood smoked cheese. All of this is for a super price of just $50.
A Super Bowl price.
I think that is such
a
rattle.
That's a great deal.
$50, you're going to roll out with the most killer platter ever. You're going to somebody's party, swing by Fisherman's Processing, hook that up before you go, and roll that down
the
tray.
You're a hero for $50.
Yeah, you're the man,
no
doubt.
And they're open till 3 today, right?
You
they're
got
open
it.
Right now.
Yep.
And open till 3.
Yeah, time for kickoff, and then enjoy your smoked fish and your smoked cheese and your tuna jerky. Hey, so go grab your Super Bowl party platter. Again, it's available at their convenient Liberty Station location. Check fishermansprocessing.com.
I'm going up to Rich and Peggy's house. I better go get one of
that'd
those.
Be a smart move,
man.
You're the hero, for sure. Hey, let's find out what's going on. Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Well, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Some insurance, I guess.
You better get on it.
Because it's raining down here. It ruined my day. I was going to go fishing today.
Duh. It's raining in Cabo?
Pouring down rain right this second.
That's weird, huh? Off season, right?
Absolutely pouring. Yeah, I did a Facebook Live video if you want to see how hard it was raining this morning. It actually woke me up.
Wow.
But hey, can you guys say wind?
Yeah.
It's going to be a little windy tonight.
Yeah,
they're calling for a phenomenal amount of wind tonight and throughout the day tomorrow, and then it's going to get really nice again on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for another beautiful weekend. But, hey, as far as the fishing goes, we haven't seen this kind of wind. I listened to Mark yesterday on your show. We haven't seen this wind for maybe a year or so. So we don't really know what's going to happen when this wind comes barreling through here this afternoon, this evening, and tomorrow. But that being said, it could change the whole structure out there at Catalina. We get a bunch of cold water come in. Maybe that squid will show up. Maybe that sea bass will roll in, some yellows. Nobody really knows. We can't tell you. I know there was some yellows caught at La Jolla yesterday, Rick. I know we're not supposed to talk about that, but there was some yellows caught at La Jolla yesterday. Some of that bigger fish, they're I think the Vagabond was down the line there at Colonnette. I think they reported some yellows being caught yesterday. But the thing is the whole thing's going to change tonight, guys. They're going to turn that Etch-A-Sketch upside down and shake the crap out of it. So we don't really know what it's going to look like after this wind. But all I can tell you is, come Wednesday, it'll be time to get back out on the water and go fishing again. There's never a time where you shouldn't go fishing except when it's windy. And it's going to be windy tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
don't go this afternoon, tomorrow, and the next day. Yeah, give it a couple days, right, Dave?
Absolutely. Other than that, you got to go fishing, right, Pete?
That's right, Dave. And, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys will have all that information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, you guys, go to my website at Your Saltwater Guide. I don't know if you – I know you're busy, Pete, Rick, but – I put the official teaser up for the deep drop with Mike and Nate from the Bear Flag.
Ooh.
I got to go out with them, and we did the whole thing. I got it all. So we did the first part. It's a seven-minute video about deep dropping in Southern California by the guys that have caught over 1,000 fish in the last 5 years. So you might want to check that out if you want to catch a swordfish. And then in the middle of February, we're going to launch the rest of the series on how to bait your squid, how to put the lights on. I know Brandon talked about it yesterday quite a lot, but I got the whole video series ready to launch in the middle of February. I think it's going to launch on the 15th.
Very good, Dave. All right. Well, thanks a lot for that. Your Saltwater Guy, Dave Hansen, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Rick. Pete, see you guys next Sunday.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye. See you next Sunday. Phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Rick.
And they are totally packed. How about Randy? Randy's calling from Costa Mesa this morning. What's up, Randy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Bob. It's a very interesting show today.
Yeah, thanks.
It's been fun to listen to. Bob, I travel for work quite a bit from Southern California up to Northern California. And I lost a plane flight home last time because I had an unexpected meeting come up. Would your travel insurance help with that?
Yeah, and the thing is, you can get if you're not interested in reimbursement and you just want to get your medical and medevac only, Travel Guard has a business traveler plan that is good for a whole year for $259. It does cover baggage loss. It just doesn't cover trip cancellation. But if you're delayed on a flight or a flight changes, there is coverage available for that. It's usually up to $500 for flight change fee coverage. Those are already included on annual plans, but we also have those on single trip plans.
So that policy that you buy, that $275 policy includes $500 in change fees for the airlines?
Well, the $275 does not. The $5,000 and up plan that costs $5,000
right,
or $500 for a $5,000 trip cancellation
right,
includes redeposit of airline points up to $500. Typically, the airlines will charge you $250 to redeposit your points if you have to cancel
right,
with miles.
Right.
And then also on a flight change fee, they'll pay up to $500. It has to be something that's like a covered event
okay,
that happens. You're ill, in some way you
meeting
can get
change. He's talking about a meeting change. Does that cover?
A meeting change? Man, I better double check on that.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it would be because now he doesn't need that flight.
Yeah,
but typically the airlines will go, look, you know, if you can't make this one, we'll give you a voucher that's good for a year, and
right,
you know, you're going to be covered for your next trip.
Yeah,
and you had mentioned earlier in the show that you know sometimes you'll look for specific things for you know for business professionals that often are having work related things come up. So it sounds like there's always something you know. If somebody's into that a lot on an individual basis, they can call you and say, hey, look, this is what I do a lot. What's the best plan for me?
Yeah, and we can tell them. You know, we'll go ahead and email them over a quote. They can take a look at it. If it looks great, they can apply for the insurance right there from the quote or call me back, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So he's looking for a work travel policy. You have stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
1 year, you know, as a matter of fact, we insure a pretty large credit union, and they insure most of the board of directors and the senior staff members. There's probably 40 or 50 people. And we write those annual policies for them every year because they don't want to be responsible. If somebody has a medical situation, they're on a meeting,
right,
we want to get that reimbursed for them.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good, Randy. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a lot more of your phone calls. Phone lines are packed up, but your shot to get through is coming up next. 833-288-0973. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here. Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Yeah, indeed. And we're talking trips.
Yeah.
And trip insurance with Bob Dawson. And great time, Bob Dawson Insurance. This has been a really interesting show. And, you know, it was by popular demand. There's so many people that call me and say, that guy you had on about the travel insurance, right? I go, yeah, that's Bob Dawson. Here's his phone number. Call him. Referred a lot of business to him.
It just blows me away how inexpensive the yearly. I just wasn't sure. I remember the last time Bob was on to talk about the yearly plan. It blows me away how inexpensive that is, especially if you have a couple of trips. And the other thing is, it's going to cover all those things that you know. I'm excited about, you know, going to Alaska, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You might be lesser excited about going, you know, wherever, going to Alabama to go see family, you know, or whatever, like, but they might not be the big things that are on your mind. This covers you all year long. Yep. Whatever you got going, whatever you need, you're covered.
Yeah, and what if you have an accident and you need to get out, right?
Covered.
You're covered. Yeah.
Going down to the ranch. Yeah. Fly home. You heard the story from John. Like, just things happen and you just don't know when and how and where. And for a couple hundred bucks, like, you're good. Like, I love it.
The peace of mind is worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going headed to Ziwatineo tomorrow. Go surfing. You know, what if something happens down there?
Exactly.
I'm covered.
You
right?
could get hit by a board. You never know.
You
right?
never know. Let's hope not. Knock on wood. Indeed. Hey, while we're talking about trips, let's go back to our list here, Rick. And we stopped off at the Cedros kayak mm-hmm. fishing trip, which is a great trip. Now, Cedros sport fishing trip on July the 6th. That trip's full. What a great trip. But call Rosie and get on that wait list.
Things happen. They always do. It seems like every year, two spots open up at the very end in our Cedros trips. I swear it happens every year. It's just things happen.
So call Rosie. Get on the list. 3-day trip on the Royal Star. This is a new trip we're sponsoring this year. It's sold out. I have it open, but I know they have a wait list going. What a great trip in the middle of the summer there, July 15th.
Oh, especially with the bluefin fishing we've had the last couple of years.
That's
going to
be amazing. Yeah. So check that out and call Tracy at the Royal Star office and see if you can get on the wait list on that. And then the Katmai Lodge trip that you and Dallas are going to go on. That trip's sold out, but you never know.
Things happen.
Things could happen, and you could get in there. That's like the Ultimate Trips is our fifth annual Katmai Lodge trip.
They're another reason for that's like the main reason of me buying the insurance policy for this year.
That's remote.
You're a long ways from home.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
And
like you are in a
it's not cheap
you're,
if you have to get home.
You're in an extremely comfortable, very professional, very awesome spot at Katmai Lodge. But things happen. You're a long ways from home.
Yeah, for sure. Cedros Sport Fishing Trip 2 is also sold out. But again, Rosie Works Miracles, get on the list. That's in August. And then August 11th is our ninth annual Whalers Cove Lodge. That's going to be a great time. Harold Davis will be there. I'll be there. And that trip sold out. I don't know why I had it open, but it sold out. I got to do a little update.
Yeah, you do.
Things have been selling out. Like, you know, the trips are so popular now. And they sell out quickly. So that's why I'm saying if you see openings, grab them.
Another thing is, you know, you start talking about the trips. This is the 24th annual to to Rancho Leonero, and the 24th annual to Kingfisher Charters, and the 26th annual to Palma State Cortez. It's taken a long time to get these dates. You know, that's the one thing about the Let's Talk Hookup trips is they are in the primest of prime time for those locations.
No doubt.
And it takes a long time to secure, you know, the weekend dates of the best month of the year at whatever destination. And that's why they're 26 and 25 years in a row.
Right, exactly. And then, again, August 21st, Cedros Kayak Fishing Trip. I believe that has an opening on it. Mm-hmm. If you want to go with Jeff and have that custom trip like we talked about earlier, that's your trip. August. Well, what a prime time.
That's what I was there last year.
Kidding
me?
So
good.
Oh, my gosh. And then, of course, our really fun, the 26th annual, our longest running trip, 26th annual Palma State Cortez Fall Spectacular, sponsored by Statewide Stripes and Acara Pulling Lures. What a great time that is, October 8th. Of course, we'll have Eddie Dalmau on during the Del Mar show. He'll be here and talking about that. And, of course, see Eddie and the gang at the Palma State Cortez booth. And sign up for that trip, October 8th, prime time.
Big time.
In the East Cape.
Perfect weather and fishing.
Oh, yeah. And then the Shogun trip. I believe that's sold out, too, right?
I believe it is.
Yeah, you're going on that
this year.
That's my trip normally, but Ricky's going on
I've had to work for several years to pry Pete away from that trip, and I finally got my shot to
go
in there. I can't wait.
Fantastic.
Great time of year, great boat. Yeah, that's going to be really fun.
Really fun. And then the trip, I'm not going on the trip because I'm going on the next trip, which is the Royal Star 8-day fly home trip that is also sold out.
Yeah.
It sold out really quickly. A new trip that Tim added, and that's going to be December 5th. So all of those trips are on our website. Letstalkhookup.com on the trips page. Check it out and go fishing with us.
You got it, buddy. Let's do it. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones. They're packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Bob. How about we talk to John? He's calling from Upland this morning. What's up, John? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Okay. Hey, my question is, I do 2 or 3 charters where I'm the charter master, either on the Pacific Dawn or maybe the Mirage, the Amigo.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of insurance would you recommend for me for being the charter master on our trips?
It's a good question.
Yeah, because I mean, you might be out a couple $1,000 on a charter like that.
Yeah, you probably, and again, like I said, depending on your age, you might be better off to get an annual plan that just covers every trip you make of any kind, whether it's fishing or whatever. Yeah, I'm thinking for $275 a year, you can cover yourself for up to $3,000 in trip cancellation, and you get the helicopter medevac with it. Up to $100,000, you get $20,000 medical. You have baggage loss coverage, car rental coverage. It might be, depending on your age, like I said, it might be less expensive for you to get a 1-year plan than buying a per trip plan.
Now he's talking, I think, because he's the charter master. You're not paying up front for the whole trip, are you, John?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are. So he's talking about
what if people cancel on him, right?
Is that what you're saying?
I want to insure the trip for the boat itself for that day.
Okay. So he has chartered the day.
Right.
Paying, you know,
six grand or ten grand
for the trip. And somebody cancels on him. Is there insurance available for that?
We have group plans that will cover everybody that's going on the trip.
Okay.
So that might be a good one that we can look into. If you want to give me a call Monday, I can definitely look into that.
I see what you're saying. So what you could do is if you are chartering a trip, you make it mandatory for the people. The trip price is X dollars, and it includes trip and cancellation insurance.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That'd be a great way to do it.
A group, right. group plan would be the best.
That
way
makes
to go
a
on
lot of sense.
Instead of the ticket
John.
Costing everybody $300, it costs everybody $325.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Really good idea. Hey, John. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good idea.
How about Don from Woodland Hills up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Don. Good morning.
Hey guys, good morning. Bob, always a pleasure to listen to you talk about travel insurance. A lot of us don't think about that.
Thank you.
So my question for you on the distance before the travel insurance kicks in. So I live in Woodland Hills. It's about 140, 150 miles from San Diego.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm going on a 3-day on the Searcher, when does that travel insurance kick in? Is it when I'm 100 miles offshore? Or is it when I'm 100 miles away from my home in Woodland Hills?
100 miles from home.
Oh, okay.
So as soon as you hit San Diego, you're covered.
Yeah, you're covered. Yeah, and it's worldwide anyway. So, yeah, 100 miles. Some of the plans are 160, but most of the ones that we offer, because we want helicopter rescues on boats, are 100-mile distance is considered a trip.
Got it.
All right. Good deal. Good question. Thanks a lot for the call, Don. Appreciate that.
How about Chuck from Dana Point up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hi, Chuck. Good morning.
Hey, you guys. Let me get you off speaker. Oh, too late.
Thanks, Chuck.
You know, I've been on the waiting list on the Western Outdoors tuna trip, you know?
Yeah.
And paid up front, $580 for me and my son. And then I couldn't go. Last minute, couldn't get off work. Does it cover something like that?
Yes. Yeah, you can get coverage like that. And I'll tell you another thing, too, and nobody's brought up the question yet, but if there's a paying adult on a trip, a child that's 17 years or younger is free for the same coverage.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's a great benefit. And then if you had to cancel because you couldn't work, yes, that would be a covered reason. Now, on the...
He said he canceled because he couldn't get the time off of work.
Right. Well, that's canceling for work reasons then. So
okay.
we could, yeah,
so
we
you
could
can
definitely
get coverage for that.
Yeah, we can endorse the policy for a covered for work reasons. It's about $35 to do that.
Excellent.
But then if he has to cancel due to work because he can't get off, he gets all his money back.
And like you said before, you might book your trip. You might have got off your trip on the Royal Star in August. You had such a good time. Boom, you plop your money right back down again to go for next year. Well, a year later comes by and all of a sudden this unforeseen work issue comes up. You're perfectly healthy. You're not sick. Your companion's not sick. But work says, hey, man, you flat out can't go. That'll be covered.
Yeah, we need
as
to.
As long as you write it in.
Oh, right. Yeah, as long as we write it in. So we need to know. You know, if you're a military, I get a lot of military guys that have to cancel for work reasons. You know, they're all of a sudden, man, they're out of the country.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is a covered. As long as you write it in, it's covered.
Yes.
There again, Pete, I think it just brings up exactly what you said, like talk to Bob, call Bob. Like that's why you call a guy like this on the phone. Like I'm sure Bob has seen every unforeseen issue that comes up, and like, you know, you tell him your brief background, I do this for work, I do that, he's instantly going to know, oh, hey man, you know, we need to write this in. It's going to cost you an extra $20, but it'll cover you for all of these instances.
Think about all the things we've been firing at him here for the last couple hours,
haven't
right?
Jumped
and he's
once.
Still like, okay, that's covered here, that's covered there.
I love
like,
it, man.
Yeah, Chuck, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Dave and Anza's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging with us, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great topic, really interesting. Hey, Bob, I'm going to change gears on you just a little bit. I want to know about how this insurance can help us out with RV travel. You know, my wife and I, we do a lot of RV traveling. In fact, we're in Arizona right now on a month-long trek through here.
Nice.
But we've twice gone up to Alaska in the RV. I just wonder how your insurance might help us out with RV travel. And particularly, what if we break down and we're just flat-out stuck somewhere? What can you do for us there?
Okay, so on the obviously you're going to be covered because you're going to be more than 100 miles away from home.
And I think the probably the main issue for you, since you're staying in your RV, you probably don't have a lot of expenses like hotels and things like that. You might be better off just with a medical medevac plan that would be less expensive and still cover you for an entire year. So if an issue comes up, and let's say you have one of those bronze plans, you know, like California, Covered California offers $6,000 deductible on it. Well, if you had, as an example, an annual plan, if you do a lot of traveling, you're going to have $20,000 in coverage there. So it's going to offset your $6,000 deductible because you're more than 100 miles from home and you had a medical issue.
Gotcha.
That alone is worth it.
Yeah. Wow. So that would be the plan for him.
I would, because it sounds like he travels a lot.
Yeah.
You know, they got a motorhome. They go all over the place. He's in Arizona right now.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll cover each trip destination at 45 days. You know, that's the maximum for one trip.
Okay. All right, Dave. So you have to come home after 45 days. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about we jump back in, talk to Michael. Michael comes from Del Mar this morning. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Okay, so I travel once a year, like over Portugal, whatever, and make art for a year. And I also have insurance for car, because I rent cars and stuff. Would this include any car insurance, or would it be like an extra charge for that?
Are you talking about damage to a rental car, or are you talking about liability coverage? They're totally different animals.
Probably, I don't know, maybe both.
Well, okay. What I would recommend is, you know, on your policy, you can get the car rental coverage. We can endorse even a per-trip policy. Did you say you're gone for a year?
No, a month at a time.
A month. Okay, yeah. So you're fine. So we could write a policy that's good for 30 days, and you'd be covered on that. We can endorse it with rental car coverage for damage to the rental car. But if you're in a foreign country, always get their... Yeah, get their liability coverage for sure. But it's not liability. It's just damage to the rental car or theft of it.
So that you advise when people are renting a car in another country is get their liability coverage, even if your own home policy covers.
It's not going to cover.
It's not going to cover liability.
Nope, not going to cover the liability.
Plus, it's like I know in Mexico, it's like a get-out-of-jail card, too.
It is.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
So if you have a Mexican insurance, it's, you know, you really got to have their liability coverage.
Yeah. You know, in most cases, when people rent cars, they don't realize that their own insurance policy actually covers with the same deductibles for collision and comprehensive that they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's automatically covered. So when that rental car company is saying, look, it's $12 a day, and you won't even have to pay a deductible, and let's say you have a $500 deductible on collision if it's your fault in the accident, well, they'll pay that $500 for you, but you're paying $12 a day for it. If you didn't have it at all, it's just like having your same coverage, except now you're driving a rental car.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same exact coverage you have. You still have a $500 deductible without that.
So to reiterate, though, on this... this insurance policy that you sell for the annual policy for $275, that includes how much in rental car coverage?
$45,000 for damage with a $0 deductible.
For the rental car, not the liability, but just the rental car.
Exactly.
Itself.
Just,
okay.
Yeah, just damage or theft to the car.
That's included.
That's included.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
every
awesome.
Trip you make. You can make a trip a day. You don't have to notify us. You just go. Something comes up. Save your receipts. We'll get you reimbursed.
So this policy includes that rental car, includes your airline ticket, it includes your boat travel that you're going on.
Your medevac.
If you get sick and you need to be emergency evac'd out, it covers that. Mm-hmm. What about if you have to go in the hospital in a foreign country, does it cover that?
Yeah, and it does. Now, I'll tell you, the way it works, as an example, in Cabo, there's so many Americans that go down there, they kind of handle it like regular American insurance. But if you go to a foreign country, your plan will cover as a primary insured for you. Let's say you go to Japan, as an example, or Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're definitely not going to recognize your U.S. insurance.
Right.
So we become the primary insurance carrier on that, and we pay for the hospital bills, and we'll pay for your plane flight back home. A lot of extras in there, including the medical coverages, you know, and the medevac.
And how much is that? For the $275 policy, how much does that pay for? In medical.
$20,000 on medical.
$20,000.
Yeah. When you go over that, if you get the 5,000 plans and up, they cover $50,000 in medical.
Okay.
And they cover $250,000 in medevac instead of $100,000. But, you know, it just depends on how expensive your trips are. I always tell people, look, if most of your trips are $3,000 or less a year, just spend the $275. You got everything covered that way. And it's a really good deal.
Yeah,
I'm doing that Monday.
But I tell you, if you travel a lot like I do, that $500 policy sounds like a better deal.
Yeah, because now you've got $5,000 in coverage, plus 2.5 times more medical, 2.5 times more medevac, flight change fee coverage, and redeposit of airline mile points that comes with those.
Wow. That's
baggage, lost baggage issues you mentioned. That's huge.
So $500 a year.
Yeah, for a year. Now, you know, a lot of people, they have, I have this question a lot. Hey, what about my fishing tackle? If it gets stolen.
Yes.
Okay, so the plan covers $1,000 on that, but here's where your main coverage is. It's off your homeowner's policy. So homeowner's insurance automatically, and I'll just give you a quick example here. If you have $100,000 coverage on your home, you're going to have about 70 to 75% of that on contents, or let's say 7,000 or 75,000 contents. Off premises is covered for 10% of that. So now you got $7,500 for your fishing equipment, mm-hmm. and that's only on a $100,000 policy. There's not many homes in San Diego that are $100,000. They're all $500,000 and up.
So that would cover about half your tackle, right?
Yeah. I like your style. Come on.
Yeah. Michael, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Bruce in Lemon Grove up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hey, Bruce.
Hey, fantastic show. My question is, for the 275, do we have to call in the trips ahead of time to you, or we just go, like, got a 5-day and a 10-day? And
yeah, just go.
Just go on the trip, and if there's a problem, how soon do we have to let you know that we're not going to make it?
Well, as soon as reasonable for you. I mean, if you're in the hospital or something like that, you know, it might not be reasonable for you to notify us for a couple of weeks, but... Yeah, notify us as soon as reasonably possible, and then we'll reimburse your coverages on your medical on that plan up to $20,000 and your medevac costs, and then we'll also pay for your airfare back to your home or home hospital.
Pretty good deal. Thanks a lot for the call. Good question, Bruce.
How about next up we talk to Gary. Gary calling from Lawndale. Hey, Gary, welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Iron Man?
Oh, this is a subject that I can talk about. Back in 2007, I did suffer a stroke on a trip to Alaska, and thanks to Rick and Codfather, I got to medical and all the stuff, but I did have to be medevaced out. And number one thing was bothering me was I thought I could lose a house over the cost of what it was going to cost just for medevac.
Sure.
And, boy, you guys sound like a good deal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Because you just don't know. I mean, Gary was as healthy as could be, pulling on big fish the day one, and then things happen. And you know, there's no sign, there's no warning, no nothing. You don't know that things are going to happen. Gary's done 100 trips before that, and he's going to do 100 trips after it, and that one happened. And you know, for $275, you're covered, and you don't have to worry about what associated costs.
And that was in Sitka at Kingfisher, and they flew you on a private medevac jet to Seattle, right, Gary?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and that's not cheap.
No, and it like I said, I really worried about that. That was the number one thing. Not so much. I thought I'd get better. It'd take time, but the cost, I thought I'd lose a house.
He wasn't worrying about dying. Yeah. He was just worried about losing his house,
he was worried
right?
about his gear. I got
what about my gear?
I had to make sure to get all the Iron Man's tackle back to him.
So here's a walking example of why you need that insurance right there. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call this morning. That's a good testimonial there, no doubt.
You got it. How about John in Huntington Beach up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hey, John.
Just about a minute left, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just got the annual coverage from Bob like last week. So, but my question is, if the airlines cancel like all their flights to China type thing, are we still covered for the trip insurance?
No, the trip insurance is not going to cover if an airline cancels. But everybody I've talked to that's had trips going to China, the airlines are issuing tickets that are good for either 12 or 24 months. For that.
Or giving refunds, maybe.
Yeah, well, they don't like to give money back.
Yeah.
You know. But the, you know, the coronavirus was something that's come up, and just so that you know, it says all insurance, including travel insurance, is intended to provide coverage when something actually happens to you. It's not designed to cover a fear of something going to happen.
Yeah.
So the coronavirus became known January 22nd of this year, and it I think now it's an epidemic. It could be pandemic by now because it's spread out of the country's borders. But if it is, those medical issues that become a general exclusion for travel insurance policies, that changes everything. You can't be covered for something you're afraid of getting. You have to actually get it. You have to be sick, and then you're covered.
Right.
So there is no coverage to cancel a trip due to concerns about potentially contracting the coronavirus. But it could apply if someone contracts a disease and needs medical attention or for other covered reasons that arise. And, if you were really concerned about something like that, I would say get a cancel for any reason plan. You might pay another $80 or $100 for it, but it doesn't matter. You can cancel for any reason you want to. You just, change your mind. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right. Good question, though, John, especially today.
Yeah,
I asked the very same question.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks a lot for the call.
All right, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a brand new pair of Mally Jims. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time. The big winner, brand new pair of Mally Jim sunglasses going to John in Upland. John, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with those new glasses.
I love those HTs. They're the bomb,
awesome.
For sure. Bob Dawson, wow.
This was great.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it's a little offshoot for us here on Let's Talk Hookup, but we still talked about fishing and something very important to and near and dear to our listeners, because I know after this show I'm going to give out 100 calls.
Yeah, exactly.
That says, what's that guy's name and number? So give it out, okay?
Okay, here we go. Listen, I'll give you my direct number, area code 619-990-3068. If you happen to misplace it, you can always look on one of the long-range boat websites. We're on there. And you can always contact us that way as well.
And your website, safariglobaltravel.com?
Yes.
Yeah.
Safariglobaltravel.com.
Or Dawson Insurance.
Yeah, you could Google
Dawson Insurance.
Dawson and Associates.
Yeah.
And
but best to call and talk directly to Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed, for sure. Thanks, Bob. Great job.
Thank you.
And great to have you back aboard on Let's Talk Hookup, too. And, hey, great to have you back aboard here on Let's Talk Hookup next week. I'll tell you what, I want to thank Brian for doing a great job in the studio with us. And, of course, Adam on the other side of the glass there doing a fantastic job with our Let's Talk Hookup app and the phones over there. Great job, Adam, as always. And next Saturday, Sean Sebring from Fisherman's Processing.
It's gonna be fun.
Where I'll be headed right after the show to go get that special deal that they have for Super Bowl Sunday. And then next Sunday, Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors, FishDope.com, and Local Knowledge will be here. That'll be a great show. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you right back here next Saturday and Sunday on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.